This Get Made? Hey everybody, welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? First of all, thank you so much for all your comments on iTunes. They are awesome. And all the new subscribers, welcome. If you do not know this, we are in the middle of How Did This Get Made? Bad Summer Movies. That's right, all summer, all bad summer movies. Sherry Huxtable wrote in and said, due to the current Dark Knight super spectacular finale, mega movie, are you obligated to do Batman and Robin? Sherry, we are indeed. That's right. Our next movie is the classic Batman and Robin. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Uma Thurman, Chris O'Donnell, Alicia Silverstone. This movie is amazing. You may only know it from the YouTube clips of Schwarzenegger doing all of his freeze puns, which I'm not going to even play now. I'm going to save that for the actual show because it's so good. Schwarzenegger was paid $25 million for this movie. He was paid $1 million a minute for this terrible piece of trash. Just to give you an idea of what we're kind of dealing with, take a listen to the trailer.
My name is Freeze. Learn it well. What's the chilling sound of your doom?
This is the way the world could end.
Please, show some mercy.
With ice. With a kiss.
With venom. I probably should have mentioned this. I'm poison. Poison ivy.
And the only man who can stop them.
I freeze. I'm Batman.
Can't do it alone.
Batman will watch his beloved Gotham perish. Bundle up, boys. There's a storm coming.
Kill the heroes!
The hockey team from hell!
Cool party.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right, everyone, chill.
George Clooney.
I'm not the marrying kind.
I know you've had your wild night.
Good night.
Wild doesn't quite cover it.
Chris O'Donnell.
Come join me. My garden needs tending.
She loves me and not you, and it's driving you crazy.
This is why Superman works alone.
Uma Thurman.
So many people to kill. So little time.
Alicia Silverstone.
And you are?
Batgirl.
That's not awfully PC. What about Batperson?
Found the Batcave.
He knows who we are.
I guess we just have to kill her.
In a Joel Schumacher film. Strength and courage.
Partners.
Honor.
Partners.
And loyalty. Freedom and justice.
Partners.
It all comes together.
We're going to need a bigger cage.
Batman and Robin.
Oh, my God. This movie is amazing, but it is very hard to find. You can't find it on Netflix. You can't find it on iTunes. So you have to get out there and look at other ways to find it on the internet. I will recommend Amazon. Amazon has copies for less than a dollar. Used, of course, and brand new, which I just bought, for only $5. So come on, just go. This is a DVD that's going to be worthy of sitting on your shelves. It's amazing. Schwarzenegger was paid $25 million to do this movie. That means he was paid $1 million a minute. Oh, man. One of the actors said that Joel Schumacher would sit with a bullhorn and yell at the actors and say, remember, everyone, this is a cartoon. That's what he told the actors. Oh, man. You're not going to regret this. It's going to be quite fun. We're going to be in New York next week. It's going to be a live show. Hopefully, this will be airing next week. We hope. Now, to questions. There's always a bunch of questions. I also want to congratulate some people here for the Summer Movie League. For those of you who don't know, we have started a Summer Movie League at summermovieleague.com. All the listeners of the show got together and we have kind of combined to see who could predict which movies would be the biggest box office grossing films of the summer. It's kind of like fantasy football with summer movies. And right now, Jed Leland Productions and Pulverizer, Pulverizer Films, are tied for first place, and A-Boy Unlimited and Paramount Studios are tied for second place. It's going to be very exciting. All right, so on to our questions. Here we go. James State says, would you ever do a full commentary track for a movie? If so, which one? James, other people out there do it better than us. We're not competing in that game. Listen to Riff Tracks. They're amazing. Go to them for that. Us for this. Chris Kubareski writes, how about Star Trek V, the one where Shatner directs and they travel with Spock's half-brother to the edge of the universe to meet God? Whoa, Chris, I totally forgot about that one. Yes, yes, yes. That is going to be on the list. When? I don't know. Soon? Potentially. We haven't done a Star Trek movie. That would be really fun. Doug Fry writes, Left Behind, Fireproof, pretty much any current Kirk Cameron vehicle. Not really a question, just more of a statement. Yes, I forgot all about those as well. Kirk Cameron, if you don't know this, makes a bunch of religious-themed films. I feel like Fireproof has to be done. These are great suggestions. Carl Savage writes, what are some tried-and-true early warning signs of a how-did-this-get-made-worthy movie besides the protagonist popping a sweet wheelie on a motorcycle at some point during the first 10 minutes of a film? Well, that always is a good sign. If you're popping a wheelie in the opening credits, you're in for it. I would say bad logos at the top. It's production companies that have failed on some level. That when you see a bad production company logo, you know the chances are you're going to be seeing a bad movie. Let's see. What else could I say? I would always say when you go, wait, that guy's in that? That's another good sign. Like Gary Oldman and Tiptoes, like, wait. Gary Oldman's playing a midget? If you question someone that's in the movie immediately, chances are, like, John Travolta's in Battlefield Earth? What? Those are the questions. All right, let's see. Luke Henderson writes, can you promise us that Miss June is going to do some great follow-up work to Burning Love? She was just terrific. Well, I'll take the compliment for her. Yes, you know, hopefully Burning Love will continue in different ways and you'll see that character back. But of course, you'll see June and I both on Adult Swim at 12:15, starting August 9th with a brand new season of NTSF SDSUV. Second season, super fun. Jason Mantzoukas is in our Comic-Con episode, and our first episode has Steven Yeun from The Walking Dead. Awesome. So great. John Daly, who you've heard on John Daly's Rafflecast. And Rob Riggle, of course, is in the show. A bunch of great people. You will like that show. Watch it. August 9th, 12:15 p.m. A.M. Whatever. Gustavo Garcia writes, Paul, I love your work. Would you ever do an episode on a movie parody movie? Honestly, movies like Scary Movie, Not Another Teen Movie, no. I can't even barely watch them as it is. I can't. They're trying to be funny. I want to watch movies that are not trying to work, but those are so terrible. I can't. I wouldn't put you, the audience, through that. Martin McWilliams writes, who would win in a fight? Tommy from The Room versus Rod from Birdemic Shock and Terror? Oh, easy. Tommy from The Room, man. That guy is like a bag of steroids. It's waiting to happen. Rod, I mean, he's tough, but Tommy's like homeless man tough. He'll go to town. You don't know what he's going to do. He's going to bite an ear or do something. Rod would maybe like just do boxing. No. That, definitely Tommy. Dean Witte, what's the worst acting in an Oscar-winning movie? Oh, man. That is a good question. I would imagine somebody from Avatar. Somebody from Avatar probably takes the cake for worst acting in an Oscar-winning movie. That's the only movie I can think of. But normally, everyone escapes pretty good there. Jim Dirks writes, a friend of mine has broken Nick Cage's acting style into two categories. The first is Nick's tics, where he's just twitchy and weird. The second is Cage rage, where he goes all over like Pacino style rage. My question is, which do you prefer? The small crazy Nick or the big crazy Nick? Man, Jim, I gotta say, I'm a fan of the big crazy Nick. I mean, the tick Nick is good, but the big crazy is what you look forward to. Because tick Nick, you want him to blow up. Big crazy, you get the ticks, you get everything. It's like Face Off is the movie where you get a little of the Nick ticks and you get the full-on rage cage. I love it. This is, from now on, when we talk about Nick Cage movies, it's going to be in those two categories. Nick tick, a a rage cage. Andrew Ritchie writes, are any of you writing or acting in season 4 of Children's Hospital, Night Shift and Give a Painted Brother a Break, are series high points? Well, I wrote Give Painted Brother a Break. I believe Jason wrote Night Shift. You know, I did not write an episode of Children's this year because I was working on my show, but we both premiere August 9th, so check out Children's. I think Jason wrote an episode. I'm not positive. But my character does not return this season, but that doesn't mean anything. I'll be back again. Ryan Rossdale writes, how do you get your fellow comedians to appear on the show? Do you contact them and say, hey, we're doing this movie this week. Do you want to join us, or do they contact you? Ryan, it's so complicated. I can barely describe to you how we get guests on the show. Sometimes I'll send an email and I'll say, hey, you around on Monday? You want to record a podcast? They'll write me back sometimes in an hour, sometimes in a minute. And they'll say, yeah, I'm around. I go, great. Do you know where Earwolf is? They go, yeah. And I go, all right, see you then. Watch this movie before then. They go, great. And then they show up. It's a very difficult process. So now you get a little inner workings of how we are here at Earwolf. So excited for Monday. It's going to be live from New York with a very special guest from New York, from the improv group Stepfathers, Neil Casey. Now, we have t-shirts. They're amazing. I plug them every week just because I love them. How Did This Get Made t-shirts, Crank 2 inspired, bailing on the front. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening. Get ready for Batman and Robin because this might actually top Old Dogs for me in my favorite bad movie. Now, that's a lot to say, but it might actually do it. See you next week.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. The wolf dead.